On September 20th, 2008, a box arrived at the North Country Fair. Its origin, unknown. Its purpose, free speech.
Hi, my name is Mark Wheatley. I'm the mayor of Arcata. We're down here at the North Country Fair, having a great time, another wonderful weekend in Arcata. Last weekend we celebrated our 150th, and this afternoon we're going to be celebrating 30 years of the Arcata March. There's a lot of things to show off in the city of Arcata, so if you've got ideas on how you could show off your community on Access Humboldt, Channel 12, give them a call, or go to www.accesshumboldt.net. It's a great way to show community pride. And have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Hi, my name is Anda Webb, and I'm a volunteer with Humboldt Mediation Services in Eureka. What we do is we have a core of community-trained volunteers who work on helping people resolve conflicts that they may be having with a family or a business or their neighbors or any kind of a conflict where they need to get it resolved, they don't want to go to court. What they really need is to have better communication and an understanding of what their options are for solving a conflict. So what I want to tell you about today is that we have two workshops coming up. One of them is a one-day workshop called Basic Communication and Conflict Management. It's a one-day workshop where we teach people techniques for dealing with conflict in their own personal lives. And they get a chance to do a lot of role-playing, which is really good. The practice is there. They get coached to learn how they might communicate better and be more effective at having a peaceful life and a good communication with their friends and relatives. That is going to be held on October 4th, 2008. And the last day to register for that will be September 26th. So, anyway, if you're interested in that, Humboldt Mediation Services, you can check our website. If you just write Humboldt Mediation Services and Google it, you're likely to get our website pop right up. Now, the other thing that we do is we train people. There's a 30-hour training that we do to teach people how to do mediation for Humboldt Mediation Services. Or you can take that training and use it elsewhere, too. It's an excellent training. There is a lot of coaching, role-playing, information available about how mediation occurs and how to help people find their own best solution to their problems. And we're going to be doing a training of mediators. This 30-hour course is going to be starting on October 13th. What they are is usually, it'll be Monday and Wednesday evenings for 2 weeks and all day Saturday for 2 weeks. And at the end of that time, you can be a mediator for Humboldt Mediation Services, which is wonderfully rewarding work to do as a volunteer. Again, you can get more information if you call Humboldt Mediation Services at 445-2505 or if contact us at our website, humboldtmediationservices.org. And we look forward to hearing from you. Enjoy creating peace in our community, and we invite you to join us. Thank you.
Hey, my name is Perry Crook. I go to HSU. This is my snake, Cuddles. I'm at the North Country Fair. It's a blast. Everybody should have been here if you didn't come. I just want to say, go Green Bay Packers. Boo on Brett Favre going to the Jets. And I love Humboldt County.
Well, hello, everyone. My name's Russell, and I'm planning on moving to this area in the next, I don't know, 45 or 60 days. I'll be moving here from Reno, Nevada. I've been there for 10 years, and prior to that, I spent 20 years traveling the world as a telecommunications consultant. Been coming here for, I don't know, 6 or 7 years, and just love the area, and the people seem so nice and warm, and so I thought instead of coming here for vacation, I'd turn the rest of my life into a vacation. So, should be fun. I've got several properties to dispose of in Nevada, so when I come here, I'll just be renting for the time being. But as I move in, I'm looking to make new friends and contribute to the community any way that I can. Would be nice to have a nice Humboldt lady on my arm. one who can share the joys and pleasures of being here and the beauty of the redwood forest, the ocean, and everything natural. I'm hoping to change over to more of a simpler lifestyle where I eat mostly organic foods and drop some weight and just make a lot of friends here and be happy. I do have an online business that sustains me. We sell a nutritional supplement. Most people are pretty astonished by it. It's a natural mineral, not a drug or a chemical, and it literally sweeps the pathogens out of the human body. We've seen some stunning results, and we're just really pleased that we're out there helping people eliminate their suffering, and we're saving some lives along the way. So if you're a woman in her 40s on up and you'd like to meet a nice eligible bachelor who's honest and sincere, here I am. I am in love with life, and I love myself, and I respect myself, and I'm looking for a lady who feels the same way towards herself. That is to say that she has love and respect for herself as a starting point in her life. I'm not looking to fix anybody or be fixed. I just want to be, and I like to meditate, and I love nature, and just enjoy people in general. And if you'd like to contact me, I can be reached at area code 775-250-4242. And if you'd like to email me, we can do that at motorsilk, MOTORSILK, at charter, charter.net. Hope to meet all of you very soon, not all at the same time, but very soon. And thank you for listening. God bless.
Words that have to do with farming in the Southwest are Spanish words. You only have
you
to think
know
of corral,
that it shows
and arroyo and canyon.
Force, what's that big surfboard racket? Do you have to get mixed up in it?
You see, Margaret, it ties up with a case that interests me.
You mean it's yours out of your Boca, Henry Adams?
Yes.
But you're not. What possible connection could there be?
Today we call the Midwest.
Listen to my show, DJ Rat Race,
houses,
and Jacob Sweden every Tuesday evening from 10 p.m. to midnight on KHSU 90.5 FM.
Hi, my name's Shannon, and I ride my bike between Arcata and Eureka about 6 days a week. I wear my helmet, I wear a yellow jacket, I have really good headlights for when it's dark, and so please watch out for me and other cyclists on the 101 corridor. It's really the safest place right now to ride between Arcata and Eureka because the shoulder is very wide and because the speed limit is 50 miles per hour. However, it's still not the safest thing that we could have. If we had a trail between Arcata and Eureka, we cyclists would be a lot safer, and I think more families would also use the space out there and get to check out the bay and enjoy the scenery and the opportunity to travel by bicycle. So please tell the Harbor District and the North Coast Rail Authority that we should be working really hard to make sure that we get a bike trail between Arcata and Eureka as soon as possible, because every day that I'm out there, Monday through Saturday, I am putting my life at risk, and so are lots of other folks. So I'd love to be able to move on to a trail that was safer, and invite you to do the same, because it's gorgeous if you ignore the traffic to your left. Thanks so much, Access Humboldt, and remember to wear your helmet.
Get involved in the local community. Access Humboldt, the Blue Ox Radio, 97.7 KKDS, Eureka. It's there.
Hi, my name is DeAndre Sanders. I work at the Multicultural Center at the Humboldt State University and also at the bookstore. I want to give a shout out to all my fellow friends at Humboldt State, all ELP staff and students. I just want to say it's a pleasure being here from Los Angeles, California. I wanted to get away from the city, but now I love it here. I don't plan on going back. Thank you for having me here.